For decades, RAS proteins have occupied a frustrating place in cancer biology, central to tumor growth, yet difficult to drug. Members of the RAS family, KRAS, NRAS, and HRAS, act as molecular switches that help relay growth signals inside cells. When mutated, they can become stuck in a growth-promoting state, driving cancers including melanoma, pancreatic cancers, colorectal cancers, and other malignancies. Although new drug development efforts have begun to make inroads against KRAS and HRAS, mutant NRAS has remained a particularly challenging target. A new study suggests that one reason is that NRAS-driven cancers may not depend on mutant NRAS alone. In a paper titled, HRAS Promotes Mutant NRAS, Driven Transformation with Codon and Allele Specificity, Hyun Lee, a PhD candidate at the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences, and colleagues investigated how different NRAS mutations shape cancer signaling and treatment sensitivity. The study examined how mutant NRAS works with non-mutant or wild-type RAS proteins to sustain oncogenic signaling. To isolate these interactions, the researchers used mouse cells lacking all RAS proteins and studied the effects of expressing mutant NRAS with or without reintroduced wild-type RAS family members. This system allowed the team to test whether mutant NRAS could drive transformation on its own or whether it required help from other RAS proteins. Global dependency mapping in human cancer cells revealed functional partitioning, wherein mutant NRAS promoted MAPK signaling and wild-type HRAS promoted PI3K AKT survival signaling, they added. The results showed that mutant NRAS proteins do not all behave the same way. NRAS mutations at glycine residues, G12X and G13X, retained some GDP-GTP cycling and showed modest autonomous transforming potential. By contrast, Q61X mutations, which lock NRAS in an active GTP-bound state, were more dependent on wild-type RAS for receptor tyrosine kinase, stimulated signaling and oncogenesis. Among the wild-type RAS proteins, HRAS emerged as a particularly important partner. Reintroducing wild-type HRAS was sufficient to restore signaling and transformation in RAS-less cells expressing mutant NRAS. The study also suggested that mutant NRAS and wild-type HRAS divide the labor of oncogenic signaling. Mutant NRAS primarily promoted MAPK signaling, while wild-type HRAS supported PI3K AKT survival signaling. That functional split created therapeutic vulnerabilities, but the most effective drug combinations varied by NRAS mutation. PanRAS, ON, and HRAS inhibition showed synergy across the NRAS mutants tested, with Q61X mutants particularly sensitive to the combination. For G12X and G13X mutants, however, adding inhibitors of proximal RAS regulators such as SOS1 or SHP2 was needed to more fully suppress proliferation. Together, the findings argue against a one-size-fits-all approach to NRAS mutant cancers and support mutation-guided combination strategies that account for both the mutant allele and its wild-type RAS partners. As the authors wrote, these findings define the signaling partnership between mutant NRAS and wild-type HRAS as a targetable vulnerability and provide a biochemical blueprint for dual RAS inhibition in NRAS-mutated malignancies.